Every week, there's a committee meeting that goes on in my head about what I should say. And most of the time, the committee's in agreement. But this week, there was one voice that kept saying, "Don't go there. Don't go there." But the majority won out, so I'm going to go there. There are lots of topics. If you bring up the topic of politics, people get in heated discussions and divide and take sides. If you bring up the topic of religion, it becomes very passionate and who's right and who's wrong. But if you bring up the topic of unity, nobody's going to join in the discussion. If you bring up the topic of love, you're not going to get a crowd to come to listen to the topic. So Jesus has this very great challenge. He's talking to the people, and he wants to talk to them about unity and love. And they are people who are so divided on every topic that he knows they're going to be divided on what he has to say just as much. He, in fact, says to them, "This topic I'm going to bring up is going to cause division. Even among families, people will be divided. But what's good about this topic is it is a rescue. It'll take you out of where you are and bring you to a new place. A place that was talked about in our second reading when it said, get rid of everything that causes sin." So Jesus wants to teach his followers about the forgiveness and love that God the Father has for each of us. And they fight about even that. They fight about who's right and who's wrong. Do the Gentiles have to become more Jewish? You know, who's in and who's out? Who's right? It just goes on and on. So he kind of says to them directly in the gospel today, "You're going to even fight about what I'm saying now. But here's the truth. Every time you get in a disagreement, an argument, you take sides. Every time you participate in the divisive management of different topics, you are separating yourself from the unity of God. You protest and say, 'Oh no, we're just talking about politics.' Look at how many discussions, how many hours in our lives are spent arguing about topics, who's right and who's wrong. You know, if I want to tell you about what's wrong with you, I get passionate and really into it. If I'm going to criticize somebody, it's very easy to do. We are people who walk a path of disunity. We're comfortable with disunity. It happens in our families, in our communities. It happens in our relationships. We're so worried about who's right and that we have to be right that we choose that more than unity with God. Tonight, if you happen to meet with some people and somebody brings up the topic of politics, you could make a decision to not join in, to say, 'I'm not going to live in a place of disunity. I'm going to stay united to God.'" And people would say, "What's the matter with you?" Because we're so used to it. And we don't know that after the repetition of this activity over and over again, I don't care what the topic is. We even think we do it about God, and it's good, but it's always expressing disunity. What you're doing right, what I'm doing wrong. Who's on the right side? Who's on the wrong side? Jesus is constantly challenged by people saying to him, "What do you think about this? Who's right?" And he won't take a side because he wanted to be unified to his heavenly Father. He wanted to be one with God's love. And that meant he didn't look for things that separated him from other people. That's a challenging way to live. Imagine the better feelings we could have about ourselves and one another if we made the decision to lift our souls to God. That's what we said in the response oral psalm. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. It isn't going to be lifting my soul if I have an argument about religion. It isn't going to lift my soul to fight about politics or criticisms that I have of people. How that person drives, how that person does or doesn't work. They don't lift me. They diminish me. And in my criticism, I diminish the other people and myself. We just do it as a matter of fact. So Jesus knows in our gospel today that what he's going to say is again going to cause division. People are going to argue about it and fight about it. They fought with him all the way to the cross, continuing to tell him he was wrong about who he was. They felt they even had a decision about that. And they were right, and Christ was wrong. So Christ stands, Christ stands before them and he says, I'm going to offer you some words of transformation, of conversion. They will change you if you accept them. If you choose to lift your soul to God, if you choose God's unity and love and forgiveness, all the rest of these discussions and divisions and my side and your side disappear. There is no need for them. They haven't accomplished anything in all the times we've done them. Anyway, we walk away feeling we won, but it just prepares us for the next time we want to have a fight or an argument. It's just useless activity. It's just talk. Christ is a person of action. He wants people who will live in their lives, in how they treat one another, in what they have to say, unity. We pray for it all the time, that all may be one. How are we one after we have an argument? How are we one after we're being divisive about various topics? And the topics are myriad. They go on and on. My brothers and sisters, I fear we've become so comfortable with division and with feeling like somehow we're winning and they're losing, that we don't even understand the gift that unity is to us. We can be united with one another about the God who loves each one of us, who forgives each one of us. So what's the reason to have the discussion? What good does it do? Just activity? Just something to fill our time? Just a distraction? But they have consequences. Every time I want to tell that child how wrong they are about everything they do, I take away their soul. I make them feel like they're terrible. And I do it to adults. We do it to one another too easily. And we say, well, it's just my opinion. It's a destructive activity. And Christ has the courage to stand before this crowd who are on the course of wanting to find fault with him, and he has the courage to speak the truth. You are not people of unity. You do not choose God's love above all else. You do not lift your soul to God. Until you make a choice to change yourself today, to be transformed, to become somebody who participates in the unity that God calls us to. That's what our celebration is about. We all come to the table. We're all children of God. But those aren't interesting topics, are they? You don't get much support for those. The other topics seem to energize us more, and we feel more alive even while we destroy ourselves and the people around us. Let those who have ears to hear, hear.